we're still assessing the impact of the midterms, one casualty of the elections, the Republicans in the bipartisan House Climate Solutions Caucus. The caucus requires an equal number of GOP and Democratic members, and last week's election wiped out nearly half of its Republicans. Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo of Florida co-founded the group in 2016 with Florida Democrat Ted Deutch. Critics say it hasn't done much, but was a rare show on the Hill of bipartisanship around climate change. Curbelo, he's now out after losing his reelection. So what does this mean for the caucus and bipartisan efforts to fight climate change? Zoya Tierstein is a reporter at the environmental news outlet Grist. She joins us from Seattle. Zoya, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Can you first tell us a little more about the group, how big it is now, and its achievements?
Yeah, so the Climate Solutions Caucus is sort of like the Noah's Ark of congressional caucuses. So there has to be one Democrat for every Republican, and that's pretty much the only rule. If you have a history of climate skepticism, you can join. So that's pretty much the only rule, and it's been around since early 2016. And now it has 90 members, but that was before the midterms. As you said, it lost about 47% of its Republican mass.
So originally, when these Florida congressmen created it, what was the objective? What was the point of the caucus?
The point was to educate members on the Hill and to explore economic solutions to climate change. So basically, they'd go around and talk to different members and try and get them on board.
And how well did they do?
Really well. They grew, you know, they doubled their size in a year. And there's a long line of Democrats waiting to join, and they haven't been able to join yet because there's not enough Republicans. But it's been popular.
Zoya, talk a little bit about what this caucus has been able to achieve in its last couple of years of existence.
Well, that's sort of the problem. It hasn't accomplished much. It had one sort of success that we can count, and that was a little over a year ago when almost all of the GOP members of the caucus voted to defeat an amendment that would have prevented the Department of Defense from addressing climate change. And that's pretty much it.
You've reported on how a number of Republicans in the group itself had been skeptical in various ways about climate change. One of those Republicans was Peter Roskam, who just lost his reelection bid in Illinois. He called climate change, quote, junk science in the past. So is anything really lost by these Republicans no longer being in the caucus?
Well, that's a good question. There is something to be said for having moderates on board in Congress talking about and thinking about climate change. That can't be understated. Then again, the group had sort of this test of its abilities about it this past summer when Majority Whip Steve Scalise introduced a bill that basically condemned the idea of a carbon tax. And a lot of the Solutions Caucus members voted for it. And that was sort of a test of the caucus's abilities. Could they vote against this bill that was basically just condemning the very idea of a carbon tax? And by the way, a carbon tax is pretty much agreed upon as a top conservative solution to climate change, a revenue-neutral carbon tax. And they couldn't do it. Only four of them voted against it, of the Republican members of the caucus.
So what did that tell you?
That they weren't serious about tackling climate change.
So going forward, then, these Republicans who lost, who are being replaced by Democrats who do take climate issues more seriously, even if the House does take action, are there signs of more robust action on climate change from the Senate that are possible? Are there areas of alignment across the aisle for possible solutions?
You know, the Senate is probably not the best place for climate change solutions right now, and it probably won't be for some time. In the meantime, the House is now blue, so that is heartening in terms of climate change solutions. There might be some proposed legislation. We don't know if it'll pass because, you know, they have to have the Senate on board as well. But what I can say is that voters made it clear, in some respect at least, that people who have these shady records on climate aren't going to fly. So it's not, I mean, if you call climate change junk science and then went against someone with a really strong climate platform like Sean Casten, voters are going to see right through that.
What role will the House Climate Caucus play in the next Congress then, or what role should it play?
Yeah, it's hard to say. The director of the Climate Caucus says that it will continue. And there is a line still of Democrats waiting to join. What they say, because there's this one rule about there being one Republican and one Democrat, what they're going to do is they're not going to make any Democrats leave the caucus. They're going to wait and see if they can get enough Republicans to join up to even out the numbers again and then start recruiting more Republicans after that again. So it might continue. I mean, it lost 47% of its Republicans. So that's a big hit. It's hard to say whether it'll continue in the same capacity that it used to.
All right. Uncertainty about the House Climate Solutions Caucus. Zoya Tierstein is a reporter at grist.org speaking with us about that caucus, which lost nearly half of its Republican members in last week's election. Zoya, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.